And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
Just another normal day in the sports world. This is Art Chansky with Wednesday's Sports Notebook. Perusing the sports pages and internet Tuesday, I was stopped in my reading tracks by three stories. Roger Clemens is coming back to pitch professional baseball at 50. A 70-year-old tennis referee was charged with killing her 80-year-old husband with a coffee mug. And the wife of a former football coach who beat her, held her hostage, and then shot himself, pleaded with the judge not to send her husband to jail because, and I quote, he's getting better. Clemens, the baseball doper and dope who somehow beat a steroids rap in court, will take a break from his over-50 softball league to pitch a baseball game for the independent league Sugarland Skeeters. Clemens has been practicing, well, sort of, and his fastball has been clocked around 85 miles an hour. He's already getting questions about how this will lead to a comeback as the oldest pitcher in the major leagues since Satchel Paige. Where is trainer Brian McNamee when you need him? Then there is the tennis referee, Lois Ann Goodman, who was scratched from her duty in the U.S. Open that begins this weekend because she's been charged with killing her octogenarian husband. The murder weapon? Her favorite coffee mug. Goodman first claimed that her moited hubby, Alan Goodman, had fallen to his death, but it didn't exactly take Inspector Clouseau to figure out he must have fallen on the coffee pot after traces of Folgers or something were found alongside the ceramic-sized gash on his forehead. Finally, former college and pro football coach and player Corin Brown was sentenced to a year in jail after he surrendered with a self-inflicted gunshot wound following a seven-hour standoff in which he held his wife Melissa hostage in their home. Whether the guy is nuts or it's another meltdown from too many hits as a player, he obviously needs help, and it's not at home where his wife welcomed him back to live with her and the three children while he awaited trial on the charges. Melissa sounded like she hit herself with her own coffee mug when begging the judge not to send her husband away. The counseling, the medication, and rebuilding their life as a family is the best sentence, she pleaded. Yep, just another day in sports. This is our chance to see ya.